is the Friday edition, Mr. Irrelevant, Alex Stroph, Josh DiMaggio, Will Summers, and for one final time, Hunter Vaughn is with us producing the show. Before he departs us to focus on some other things at ESPN Madison, we will be like the USA men's hockey team in overtime, where we'll be skating with three for the time being, starting Monday, as we will say farewell to Hunter at the end of the show. But like I said, on Wednesday when we announced this will be his last show, he'll be back with us occasionally. I know he'll pop in to talk a little Badgers football this fall, whether it goes well or not well. So we've got a lot to get into today, and obviously we've got to address the elephant in the room right off the top. But before we do that, I introduce our crew. I say hello to Josh DiMaggio. Hi, Josh.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm okay, to be real honest. I'm all right. Yesterday was tough.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't been on Twitter.
It's a good idea.
I only get notifications from people that I follow. So we've got a guy that works here who's a Bears fan. His name's Austin. And I got a notification about an hour ago that said, yes, just so everybody knows, this is the guy that laughed at Colston Loveland. Because Bears Twitter has gotten a hold of my combine. Mm-hmm. And we know how this went last year, right? We obviously did this for the first time last year, and the three cone was seen over 10 million times. It wasn't good.
No.
It wasn't good. We ran that back this year, but we also added a bench press, which, frankly, we'll get to it in a moment. But frankly, it was the biggest wake-up call physically of my life. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not being comedic. I'm being dead serious. Frickin' embarrassing, man. Yesterday was rough. Will, hello.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for recognizing that.
Now,
although I was there, and you said that this was a wake-up call, and in the same breath, you said you could beat Ben Brust in a one-on-one game of basketball.
Chris in the MKE chimes in and says, Austin sounds like he sucks. Yeah, I agree. He does suck.
Right behind me.
I know. He's back there. That's why I brought him up. Now he's flipping me off. Very nice. Very nice from the Bears fans. Hunter.
Classy bunch.
But hold on. Hunter, before I say hello to you, Will was just patronizing me, correct?
Yeah, he was. I mean, I am proud of you for constantly doing this for the content. Like, that should be admired, and I do admire you for that. But there is a certain level of, we got to know where your lane is, bud, and maybe stop doing physical things.
So I heard Gabe Neitzel call me the most overconfident individual he's ever met this morning. Heard him call me that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, I think that's something Josh would agree with as well.
Yes.
It is a quality of mine. Now, to do this again this year, I didn't train. There was no specific goal. It was to see if I could do better than I did a year ago. And obviously, it didn't really go that way, particularly. So
this is like the best timing, though, because this happens, and now once we get into the summer months or we're outside doing activities, doing more things, everyone just looks to you to do something. Like last year, we had you kicking a field goal at the NFL draft.
That's right.
We had you playing baseball in L.A. Like, this is just like the timing just
throwing
works out
first pitch.
Where it's fresh in everyone's mind, and now you're just going to be expected to do more
things. Yeah, and again, I don't really take embarrassment in my lack of athleticism. I've lived with my body all 27 years it's existed, right? So, like, I am aware I'm not athletic. And I think that was ultimately how this idea was born last year. Me and Joshy were talking about it, and I was like, I think I could probably beat at least one NFL player one of these drills. Untrue.
Boy, was that wrong.
NFL players are a different breed, believe it or not.
Who would have thought?
Learned that the hard way last year. And it's just continued because it is, I mean, even I am blown away by the visual occasionally. Like, seeing me run the three cone drill last year was like, holy crap, I look like that. So anyway, we ran it back this year. Aaron in Mad City chimes in. Stroph, what's the missus think about this? Is it divorce worthy? No. She loves me dearly. She knows how unathletic I am. She often says she hopes if we have kids, and we are lucky enough to have kids at some point, she says, I hope they get your height and they get my athleticism. And I also hope that, frankly. So we'll see. All right, Will, I'm going to let you call the shots today on where we're starting, where we're going, as we review all the tape from the NFL Combine. Do we begin with the crescendo, or do we end with the crescendo of the weightlifting?
I think we got to start with like the, let's go backwards of the order of events that we did them in. I think we got to start with the 40.
Okay, let's start with the 40-yard dash. So the time to beat from last year was 6.05. 6.05 was the best time I got last year. The goal was to break 6 seconds. Now, I was asked this question a lot yesterday. What did you do in the last year to help emphasize that you would get under 6 seconds? And Will, what was the answer I told everybody?
I don't know if you gave an answer.
That is correct.
Like in my mind, the only thing I've seen you do is do push-ups on KBN as part of your punishments of the wheel stroke.
I'll tell you what, with the 40-yard dash, the only thing I did was watch the tape.
That's you stretched it. A little bit.
I did stretch.
I did see you stretch.
Stretched a lot.
You got running shoes on?
I did have running shoes on. All right, let's kick things off with the 40-yard dash, the time to beat 6.05 from the 2025 Combine. Here's yesterday's first attempt of two at the 40-yard dash. Good sound. It sounds like I'm fast. I sound very fast. Past the finish line.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh! I mean, that's pretty.
6:30. Damn it!
Brad and Ben, Brad Nortman, Ben Brust, both had the same exact time, 6.30. That was my first attempt. The second attempt, 6.15. So I was about a tenth of a second short of last year. And my second attempt in the 40-yard dash. What we have learned, and we learned this last year, I don't know how to get off the block. Like, I don't know how to start. I have concrete feet.
To be fair, those floors, not great for having any grip on the ground or any, you know, traction to push off of.
Josh?
You have a fundamental issue with... Like, you think you know what you're supposed to be doing. You see this all the time, like in golf, where people think they're emulating what other people look like. Your start is nothing like it. Your feet are too far back. You're, like, hunched over. You're not in an athletic, explosive position. And that is where everything breaks down for you. Your legs are long enough. You're thin enough to get some speed going. It's just that start, it's like you're running in quicksand. And that's where everything goes down the hill for you.
Now, this was one where I didn't pay attention last year. Barstool, I know, does their combine. Strofe would have been right there with just about everybody else there. So that should make you feel good, Strofe, that like other people that talk about sports for how much people are saying you shouldn't now. Like, you're right there with everybody else. I think you would definitely be faster than me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm 100 pounds heavier,
faster
but
than me.
right.
But like, I would bet my 10 yards and Hunter's too. Our 10 yard get off would be very close.
Yours was 2.10. I timed the second.
Oh, you did
get off.
Yeah. So literally a third of my time was in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that
for 10 yards.
That's the first. wow.
Yeah, that number, when you look at like the 10-yard splits, those are very low typically in the NFL.
Right.
And yours is, I mean, obviously you're going to be slower because you're getting started. It's just, you look like you're ready to burst, and you kind of just...
Don't.
Yeah. It doesn't follow.
Yeah, not great, but I'll take it. 6.15. I would say the 40-yard dash, probably my second best performance of the event. Which we will get to the rest of it right now. Let's go to the broad jump then, Will. We're going in reverse order.
Yeah, let's do the broad jump.
All right, the broad jump's pretty, it's pretty anticlimactic, but we can go ahead and roll it.
That one I'm not sure you sent me.
That's because it was so anticlimactic, I probably didn't. I got 5.5 feet. I didn't understand the swinging of the arms and like throwing yourself. I just don't get it. And then I actually tried less hard. We didn't record this one, but Will was there for it. I tried less hard a second time, and I got a little bit further. Like, I just jumped straight up.
Yeah, when you weren't thinking, you did a lot better. But it's more about the swing of the arms is like sequencing your body.
Yeah, and
basically.
I'm so uncoordinated that doesn't work. So the broad jump, I didn't send you probably, Hunter, because it's that anticlimactic. It's just me landing, and everybody goes, okay, that's the spot, and then we did it. It was 5.6. Will? 5.6.5 maybe was the official measurement.
Will did send me this photo for people to be able to see here of Strofe's get off here.
40?
Yeah. It's just...
I think I look athletic there.
No.
Nope.
I'm joking, for the record.
Okay.
I'm joking. No, so what's going on there in that photo? is that's my attempt at staying low.
Yes.
But it's
you very clearly got the message, stay low. The problem inside of that is you don't really understand the fundamentals of staying low.
My legs are...
You just bend your neck and top of your body down.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you know, using your hips and your knees as the staying low portion.
You look like you're trying to run through a tunnel.
That was unnecessary. Why are you kicking a guy when he's down?
I'm sorry. It's like a 90-degree angle.
You know,
it's impressive how you ran like that.
I hear the liner from KBN about you saying that you talked your booty off or danced your booty off at Ben Bruss' wedding. And then they're like, you don't have one. Yep, I can see it now.
That's
there's just nothing there.
Danced his back off.
Yep. That is photo proof that I do not have an ass, which I'm working on, and we'll get to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Oh, three cone. Yeah, this is, I think I did better. So let's air the three cone in full, and then we will air the side by side, because last year's got cut off, so it's only about the second half of the three cone, but it's the one that we saw, you know, over and over and over again. So let's do the full three cone from yesterday, then we'll play the compared clips. So let's start with yesterday's three cone.
Yeah, strove.
Oh, I hate that corner.
It looks so bad.
Have you watched people run the three cone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look like that.
They're much like lower. Again, the low thing. When you played sports, was that not a common thing that was drilled into your head? Because I know in baseball, that was something that
baseball,
was said.
Baseball, playing defense and basketball.
Football, they said that a lot. Hockey, they said that a lot. Like, keep your butt low.
Low man wins.
Yeah.
Aaron and Matt City, tough watch. Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware.
Thanks, Aaron. Well,
yeah.
Thanks, to go off of that, too, Captain, like, obvious. Strofe, do you understand why they're saying stay low and why everyone keeps bringing that up?
Yes, I do understand.
I need you to tell me, though,
disconnect?
Bud.
Like, why they're telling me to stay low? Because you're just more nimble when you're lower. You have more ability to be athletic and move quicker. More twitch, if you will.
You're also using your muscles that are supposed to be your bigger muscles, i.e. in your thighs and your butt. Yeah,
And we will get to this more later. There's no muscle. And that's why yesterday was such a wake-up call. But we'll get to that in a second. Okay, I want you to roll the tape. There's no audio on this one, but it is the side-by-side of the 25 versus the 26 three-cone. And you can see I've got it a little bit more. I'm at least putting in more effort, it looks like. And I came in about a second and a half faster. But it's still ugly looking.
It's so funny that it's even possible for you to gain a second and a half.
Well, that's how you know how bad it was.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. it's just a tough watch, man.
It really is. Like, the difference is really just the effort. Like, the
I think
form,
that's all it was.
The speed, like, mostly all the same.
It's, I think,
like,
I was just running harder.
When you're rounding the actual third cone, it looks like you were trying a little bit harder.
Last year, I clearly came to a dead stop.
Yes.
Where this year, I just kept moving. I made it a wider turn, and that's why I yelled, I hate this corner. Because I just don't know how people do it.
They get low. They, like... If you watch them do it, they're like hands on the ground.
Yeah, it's explosion time.
Yes.
Right? And I don't have that ability.
I mean, you do. It wouldn't be as graceful, but...
Flexibility, too. We gotta work on the flexibility.
Toes? No.
It doesn't look like your knees like to bend.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Jim Richels chimes in. Oh my God, who is that running? Horrible athlete.
Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to the show, Jim Richels. So that's our three cone. And here's where the wake-up call came in. It was right at the beginning. It was a total ego killer when I was doing this.
Before you do that...
Uh-oh, what's happening?
I got you a little gift. Since you need to get stronger, here you go. Some protein. Since you got all that workout in, I figured it was time for you to take it serious. You drink that throughout this show here. You get stronger. You help those muscles grow.
I have to shake this or anything?
Yep.
That's an expensive one, too. Say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
40
I really
grams
appreciate
in that. In
oh,
that
yeah, the 40 gram
this
one.
This 40, uh-huh. 42 grams.
Yeah.
All right.
Just chug it.
I'm going to.
And then we'll go retest.
Stop laughing.
Okay, why are you taking a breath? It's just chocolate milk. My goodness.
I don't want protein shake coming out of my nose.
Shot.
Yeah. It's going to taste good. Now, this is athletic.
Look at that bend of the neck.
Done.
Dude's a pro at chugging.
You can tell where he's been putting his time in besides working out for the combine.
Watch it. All right. That was a great gift, Joshy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Now,
How do you feel now?
I think we can go retest. Let's start with the 135 pounds. So this was implemented by KBN. This was the new challenge this year. They said 45 on each side. Put a plate on both sides.
Jim Richards. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's why we do it, Jim. You're allowed to talk crap. All right. 135 pounds. This is the 135 pound one is funny. The one after that is not so funny. Let's do the 135 pounder.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Not happening. Were the words out of my mouth.
That to me was the funniest portion that took place. Is your immediate recognition of, I got no chance. And if we watch a video multiple times, the pace at which your arms reach your chest and the bar declines, dead giveaway. You could have stopped the video like a third, like two-thirds of the way down and said, no way, he doesn't got it.
No shot. It wasn't happening. Yeah, there you go. Right there, Hunter. Yeah. Oh man. So next year I'm coming back with a vengeance. But that wasn't the wake up call. Okay, 135, I couldn't get it. So they said, all right, let's move you down to 95. Let's take 40 pounds off. It's less than 100 pounds. Every grown man should be able to lift 100 pounds, right? Everybody should agree with that. Every grown man should be able to lift 100 pounds. Yeah. You're allowed to agree with this. I'd take no disrespect.
Most children.
Okay, now that's disrespect.
Gainful employment at most, like, you know, a dockyard, construction, warehouses. You do have to be capable. Now, I don't know if they actually test you on that.
You just have to say, I'm capable. Yeah. And I would.
Until this point, you would have said yes.
Of course I would. Here is me attempting to lift 95 pounds yesterday.
Push! Jesus, man, Joseph!
I was then called a weak F word by Ben Brust immediately thereafter. I then stood up, and Hunter, this is audio, not a video, but I immediately stood up. Here's my immediate reaction to not getting 95 pounds all the way through.
What a wake-up call. God, I gotta get in the gym.
Try March.
Well, with an epic chime-in in the background there. I am willing to say it's the most embarrassed I've ever been in my life. And you guys know me. I really have no shame. I really lack that. And I think most of the time that's a good thing. This is the most embarrassing moment of my life. And I have to make a change. I have to. And I know you guys are going to sit here and laugh and mock me. But I woke up to this today. I went straight to the gym.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at Josh.
The best part is from what we saw in the examples we have, you going to the gym could be more harmful than beneficial at this rate. You're an injury liability.
I'm trying to become a non-injury liability.
Right, but this is, you know.
So what you're saying is I should not go to the gym without supervision.
Yes. Correct. You are what we would consider in home remodeling, it's tear it down to the studs. We gotta start at point one. And just jumping into it, yes, it's probably better than nothing, but if you touch a kettlebell or a barbell, you could be maimed.
I'm only doing machines right now. I did some squats this morning. I did leg day today because my arms are shot.
I know you too well.
Uh-oh.
to know that you won't go for a week, see some other people in there, see them trying stuff and go, oh, I could probably do that. And then next thing you know, we've got a torn rotator cuff and you've got a shiner above your eye because you dropped the weight on your head.
Josh.
Tell me that's not accurate.
I hope not.
I think we talked about Chewy needing to help you out and how he believes he could get you to 150 pounds by this time next year. I do think in the meantime, you should go with Will and he can, because like going to the gym and getting stronger, like you work out certain zones. You can do a chest day, back day, arms, buys, tries. Then you do legs, mix in a cardio day there with a little light lifting.
I think I'm going to get a weighted vest.
Those are actually bad for you.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, just like for everyday use.
You should get bags of sand, put them on one end of your apartment, pick it up, lift it, walk it to the other side, drop it, go back, forth, back. Fireman's carries.
Yeah, honestly, I did those.
I'm not going to do that.
No, I did that when I was a swimmer. Yeah. Like, that was actually great because it's just that constant back and forth and having to keep the same pace with doing that stuff. Whatever you do, stay away from kettlebells until you've been working out regularly for about a for you, Stro.
You'll hurt your back.
Yes. I made that mistake once I was out of commission for close to a month.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I will just say this. I'm not worried about kettlebells.
See, the thing is,
I am worried about basic activity.
I know you're going to focus on the bench press, and obviously that's a key part here. But like, you will get much better at the bench press if you're like able to do the more full body lifts. Like those, when you're bench pressing, you're certainly using your chest, but your feet are involved, your glutes are involved, your back's involved. Like you're doing.
Can we just address the elephant in the room? Do I sound defeated?
Yes.
Yep.
And I knew we were in a bad spot when flashlight's on my phone like an old
person. I'm starting to feel bad making fun of you.
I knew you were actually felt bad or you were embarrassed when I turned on the KBN stream and your face was bright red. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that more so than last time. You were a little more defiant, a little more jokey. This one was, Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, it was the biggest wake-up call of my life.
I mean, I was asking questions, and I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to be funny. But things like, you know, if you need to put the water softener pellets in and carry those from the car downstairs.
I luckily do not have a house, but your point is right.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, that would be a real burden.
Yeah.
You and your lovely fiance would have to be two men in those.
Well, that's rude. But you're right. You're right. It's all bad.
There is also, like you mentioned, the idea of, like, if you're lucky enough to have kids, 100 pounds, like, you're getting into toddler where you still got to pick your kid up.
What toddler's 100 pounds?
You get your ass kicked by your child.
Yeah. Like, picking up your kid and setting them down multiple times a day, like, that's a lot. So we've got to, within the next, I mean, for that level, like, at least here in the next 2 years, we got to get you in a better spot. Like, I'm more than willing to be an accountability partner for you if you need it. Whatever you need, man, I'm willing to do it.
Now, I appreciate that. I told Will he needs to hold me accountable, and I made the joke because at the beginning of the year, I said how I was a reading guy. Now, I have not picked that book up since, and it's February. Yeah, well, you called that shot from a mile away. I hope you can tell how serious I am about actively making a change.
Can I ask a potential?
I hope this goes better than reading.
Can I ask a potentially offensive question?
If I said no, would you still ask it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What do you think if you were to take your lovely fiance and put her under a bench press? How much more weight do you think you would be doing than her? She's a tiny fella.
She's not a fella.
She's a tiny little bugger.
She is a tiny bugger. She is all of 5'1".
Because she was an athlete. Like,
she was, but she never really lifted. She told me yesterday she can't get the bar up. Okay. Now, I don't know if I believe her because it's only 45 pounds.
Yeah, she's the perfect person for you because she'll gas you up even when you don't deserve it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Because if you went home to someone that had a personality closer to mine or Will's, I think Hunter would probably be pretty pretty nice, but we probably wouldn't help things.
No, yeah, that ring's not staying on that hand a whole lot longer if she wasn't who she is, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question. I'm not offended by it. It's a fair question. It's a fair ask. I'm definitely stronger than her, but...
Yes.
Significantly? I don't know. I don't know. Not great. Not great. So there you go. There's the combine this year.
I wonder if we could...
I'm a lot less happy-go-lucky than I was a year ago.
It feels like offering advice is potentially dangerous from... Like, it feels like we need an actual trainer.
We might need to get there.
Because I don't think you're alone.
I need to be comfortable doing anything, though, before I get a trainer.
Well, I took exercise physiology for 2 semesters, so I'm basically...
Well, I want you to make me a workout plan.
I can write you a plan.
I'm going to take the weekend off.
Yeah.
And then Monday morning, I'm back at it.
Taking the weekend
off. Okay, hang on. Don't just take the weekend off. Go walk minimum a mile every day of the weekend. Like, you need to go and do
work
something.
Work out that lactic acid.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Put a lot of strain on your body.
Okay. I can easily do the mile walk.
You know, and I don't want to be accusatory here, but brewskis after work going to be damaging to recovery. So there's gonna become a push and shove here.
But you could just pour one of those protein shakes in a glass.
That thing's delicious.
No one.
I'm kind of sad. I chugged it.
They're very good.
I'm kind of sad. I chugged it.
I do like the idea that a protein shake is like we've breached new ground with you.
Chocolate milk with protein.
We've broken new ground.
Oh man. Yeah,
because there'll come a point where it's like I don't have the stomach to go to the gym this morning because
you got to push through. That's what. What have you said to me multiple times? The hardest part
is getting there.
And I will always go, even if I hate
this weekend
or throw up. Well, I mean, maybe I will. I don't know. I'm just sore in my entire body, so I figured I could use a recovery day.
I just don't want to have to get to the point where I'm questioning your commitment. But if
well, we're just starting.
Yeah. Exactly, and you're already taking a weekend off.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
Aren't you supposed to take the weekend off?
No. I mean, if you want to be...
Your mic is not on.
People typically do because they have 5 days of working out.
So what if I go tomorrow and take Sunday off?
You should be lifting like 4 days a week. So if you want to get it in...
I thought it was 5.
4 to 5.
Yeah, okay. It depends on how hard you're going.
Will, are you working out tomorrow?
Yeah, working out today too.
You work out after work though, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're both off, I think. You're off tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm off.
Do you mind if I crash your workout? Do you work out here?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll lift tomorrow, but I'll definitely go on like a run if you want to come along for that.
Well, I won't be going on a run. I'll be lifting. Right.
I'll just come and I'll instruct you. I'll take you through a workout so that you know what's what when I write it out.
Yeah, that's great.
What time?
You name it.
We don't need a time to plan.
You name it. I'm being dead serious. Sir?
I trust you guys to figure that portion
out. I'll do 5 a.m. I want to show you how committed I am.
All right, that's good.
No. 5 a.m.?
All right. No, not 5 a.m. Let's do like 9. 9:30, 10.
Okay.
I might be a little late.
All right, so 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 right, o'clock.
10 o'clock workout tomorrow morning. I'm in.
All right. Whew.
And that's the combine for 2026.
And the first half of our show.
So
I figured it would take a while.
Before you did it, Mark Tauscher was here.
Yes.
He was questioning 95, right? Or was it after?
No. So he told me on Wednesday there's no shot I'm doing 135.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we said, okay, if he can't do 135, he'll do 95, is what KBN said. And I said, okay, I think I can get 95. Every grown man should be able to lift 100 pounds. And to be honest with you, I said this yesterday on KBN. When they changed the plates from 45s to 25s, I thought to myself, I did not say this out loud, but I did after the fact. I thought to myself, this is insulting.
I wish we'd have
to be
that.
Fair, the plates are a lot smaller.
So much smaller, yes.
And I was, it's 100 pounds. I'm a grown-ass man. 100 pounds. It's light work. Turns out it was not. Which is not good.
Are we allowed to do any footage tomorrow?
We have
to strictly
do
work?
Yeah, we can do footage.
All right.
I want to get better.
I'm just going to give you like a, this is like a beginner, like 101, and then I'll write you stuff from
when
there.
When do we think we can get him into like a deadlifting area?
Give me a couple weeks at least.
I don't even know if I'm there, or I don't even really like doing that stuff.
The thing is, it's very good for you. You are more likely to injure yourself, but not if you're not going balls.
I do appreciate all the kind words, though, because before we even signed on today, Josh Vegas and Chris and MKE both said, stick with it. We're proud of you for getting in the gym. So they must have heard that, I think, on Gym Game and Chewy. I was listening to you in the gym. Uh-huh. Yeah. I started my workout just before 7 o'clock when you guys signed on.
Yep.
And I was in the gym until just before 7:45. I did about 40 minutes. And I had the gym to myself at the apartment, which was nice. But the equipment is not great there, so I need to go to a different gym.
You got to designate, too, like if you're going to go be a before or after work guy.
I'll be a before work guy.
Because if you start changing, then you're going to become inconsistent. Mm-hmm. You got to set aside like a permanent amount of time every day.
Cascading effects.
How long should one work out? Like 45 to an hour?
Yeah. I mean, like even like sometimes an hour is too much. Like right. I like to go quick through it. Like I don't really, weightlifting's kind of boring to me, so I just kind of zoom through it. But yeah, like 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
You should reliably give yourself an hour.
Yeah, I think every day.
You don't have to be there for an hour. Sometimes you'll be done in 40.
We're not bodybuilders training for like Mr. Olympia or anything. Like there's not like.
Well, not yet.
There's not like massive rest times. The decrease in like rest time for you might actually be better. More of a pump.
Are you going to, or is anybody going to take the liberty of reading some of the reaction online?
I've self-banned from Twitter, so if you see any good ones, you're more than welcome to read them. They won't hurt my feelings, it's just...
I mean, the favorite one I have, and the favorite ones I've had, this happened a little bit last year, are the people who...
Are genuinely concerned?
They're beyond laughter, and they're expressing genuine concern for, does he have a muscle disorder? He needs to get his T levels checked.
There was a few of those. I did hear that.
Literally just opened Twitter because I was curious and I hadn't opened it today with being unwieldy and Tausch. First thing that pops up is, this is who makes fun of my QB for painting on his nails. LMFAO.
I never made fun of him for painting his nails.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's the general sentiment, though.
Yeah, it's just the general idea.
It's just the fact that that's what my Twitter algorithm, the first thing I got was that.
I did see... Aren't you the guy who laughed about Colston Loveland before seeing it? Which, that one has, that spun out of control on you.
Is that big?
No, I'm saying the laughing at Colston Loveland, but you were actually laughing at Will.
Yeah.
And now that's being referred to, you're now the guy who laughed at Colston Loveland, despite not actually being laughing at the pick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's just history.
Oh, I've lost control on that months ago. which is okay. I've accepted that.
Right, I mean, the people saying, like, I could do this at 12 years old, that one's tough.
Here's the thing. I think I could do it at, like, 14. I just lost it all. I weightlifted it when I was in high school.
See, but now we're getting into the portion of where I, from what I saw, I don't know if you were necessarily doing it right. I don't know if we were building muscle at those times.
Fair point. I was cheating somehow.
Yes. There was some factor involved with your youth and probably being able to move things without the proper...
Oh, my legs. I just crossed my legs.
Are you ready, Will?
I was just thinking, like, the weight room that we're going to is not, like, the type of weight room that you bring a trainer to, and that's what I'm going to be tomorrow. Yeah. Like, it's just going to be me
are
and him walking
ready,
around.
Are you ready, though, for... however long this carries on, he says a year, I have doubts, but I want to believe.
Thank you.
Are you ready for him to be the guy who's always telling you how sore he is? Because
I think that'll go away after a while, but it will be the case for the next few weeks. You guys know me. I'm dramatic. Yes. I am. I'm a dramatic guy. It will be the case for a while.
Do something, you'll be like, oof.
It's a good feeling, though.
It is. This is a lovely sore. I don't mind it. I'm not even kidding. This is good. I'm getting better.
Your speedrunning.
He says that until next week, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Come on, Hunter. Be more of a believer, would you?
No, I want you to be. I mean, I'm a little frustrated at the fact that you're claiming that you were able to do some of these things a lot better when you were a teenager, and you're still as skinny as you are. Meanwhile, I could do those things as a teenager at 170 pounds, and now I'm 270 pounds. Like, God is not just. But I want you to be better because I want you to, if that's what you want.
It is what I want. I want it.
Yeah, I don't think we're actively rooting against you. That would be mean-spirited.
Yeah, I think other people are.
Though. Yeah, of course.
Like that work here.
Well, the difference is that last year you almost took like pride in how bad it is.
Oh, I did. This year, hold on. Yeah. I didn't almost take pride.
Yeah.
I took pride.
I was unrelenting in my tax. My tone is much different.
That's true. You are relenting. Okay.
You're going to be jacked.
We got to move on. Thank you, Will. Thank you.
The first, and if this works out, the first time he gets a vein popped.
Oh, I will be insufferable.
We'll be seeing that thing hourly. Check this out.
Joshy, look. Joshy.
I'm going to send him motivational quotes every morning at like 4 a.m.
Dude, I love it.
You should send him, what is it, Ronnie Coleman?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a peanut. He's a famous bodybuilder, steroid user, like most of them are. But he's very funny, somebody and he gives you good motivation.
Somebody did make a comment to me about steroids.
Hey,
and
no
I,
bad ideas.
And
that's a very bad idea.
I said, well, I have a heart condition.
Oh, yeah.
And then they said, I probably wouldn't do that then.
Even worse idea, yeah.
I was going to prescribe you steroids, so I got to check that off the list. We got to reevaluate.
Just protein and creatine and
I was gonna say first. Strofe's gonna become acids. The guy going to the grocery store and just getting the giant thing of whey. I can just picture it.
Yeah.
This is gonna become your entire personality for the next year.
He's so glad be I'm leaving. Around a shaker bottle with protein.
I'm
in
so
it.
Glad I'm leaving. Hunter just said
he's gonna start wearing tanks to work.
Sun's out, guns out, brother.
I flexed, and the sleeves fell off.
Oh, I should get a shirt that says that.
Yeah, for motivation.
Summer, I'll wear this. Summer bod's going to look good. All right, let's fly through the rest of the show. And that finally is combat. Oh, boy. Ron in the Key's calling. Will, can you hook him up? We'll take Ron in the Key.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll take him. I put him on hold. Just get him hooked up on the board. Ron in the Key calling in. I'm nervous for whatever this is going to be.
I think he's going to be a believer.
I don't think he's going to be a believer. I think he's going to be a bully.
No.
But we will all find out together. Ron in the Key, you are on Mr. Irrelevant.
Hello, Ron.
Ron.
Do you have it in online mode there, young Will?
Yeah, it's all hooked up.
I don't think he can hear
us. I can hear the static.
Did you talk to him?
No, you said you put him on hold.
I did. Maybe it was hold a butt on. Dial. Do you think there's a possibility this was a butt dial?
Certainly possible. Was he in the chat, too?
I have not seen him in the chat.
Hmm.
Let's see. Is Will talking? No, he's saying something. He'll just have to pass it on. Clearly, this isn't going to work. And we've got a ton of other things to get to. All right. Test two. Rod of the Key. Go.
Well, it seems like we got something to fix there.
Certainly does. Very good.
What did he have to say, Will? Did you get it out of him?
Yeah, I just asked if he could hear me. And I said, you ready? And he said, yeah.
You should take his call offline while we're doing this and report back.
All right. Speaking of reports, I want to talk about the Packers report card. Because I think it's fine in a lot of capacities, right? Like, I don't mind that Matt LaFleur is a B-. The thing that surprises me is his respect for players has apparently gone down, yada, yada.
So a B- doesn't feel bad until you look at the names he's around, the fact that he's in the bottom five,
and the fact other four that were fired.
It's him and Harbaugh who aren't fired. And there's coaches who were fired that were rated better, which would lead you to believe there's probably some things that are involved.
Right, but what you have to understand
I think a full downgrade from where he went, from where he was, I think is meaningful. And as you said, second worst respect from players. Like, clearly something changed.
Yeah, I Yeah, I mean, definitely.
I listened to Jesse Nelson for 3 hours dismiss this out of hand and try and make up every excuse he could. And I don't think it's earth-shattering or the Packers are doomed. I do think it matters and it's meaningful. 80% of the NFL decided to give their opinions on this stuff.
The thing I struggle with this, though, is like, look at the teams at the top. The Dolphins were rated number one. They cleaned house.
Right.
So it's hard to put a ton of stock into what it means individually. The one that really caught my attention was Adam Stanovich.
I knew it would.
Because I've been on look.
You've got an axe to grind.
I do have an axe to grind. And I have had an axe to grind because I thought it was important, and I've said this 800 times this offseason. I thought it was important this offseason for the Packers to make fundamental changes if they were going to stick with Matt LaFleur and the people that are the closest to random, a.k.a. coordinators. We anticipated Jeff Hafley would get a job, a.k.a. there'd be a new defensive coordinator. There is, Jonathan Gannon. Now, the other two coordinators were up in the air. I don't think anybody was real, you know, confident that Adam Stanovich would get a play-calling job elsewhere, and obviously he didn't. But I didn't know that it was the right decision to keep him around, though we don't really know what he does. And then the Riz Bisaccia thing is so strange. He steps down last week, 38 days after the Packers' season ends, and they are now in a search for a new special teams coordinator. So two of the three coordinators are brand new, except the lowest graded one, according to their own players, is the one that's back in Adam Stanovich. You get a C grade, which is not a roaring, you know, vouch for him, a roaring endorsement for him. It clearly seems to me like Adam Stanovich was A, the least liked, and maybe B, the least productive of the coordinators, although Rich Bisaccia was not very productive. My point in all this is I don't think anybody can tell us not to criticize Adam Stanovich anymore. I understand he's not the play caller. I understand it's not his offense, despite the title, the job title. But if his players are grading him on average as a C, which is just smack dab average, and even it seems in these report cards, that's below average, because you don't see a lot of D's and F's on these. I don't know, man. That's the one that stuck out to me, right? The child care thing, the fact the Packers don't provide child care on game days like the other teams. Okay, sure. That's something they can fix. The weight room got a C grade. That's actively being renovated. So
previously, the locker room was bad, and then that's now much upgraded.
Right. So I don't have a problem with most of these, including the LaFleur thing, despite the fact that the survey was taken when the Packers were 9-3-1. My biggest issue was with the Adam Stanovich grade. That was concerning to me, given that he is the only coordinator returning in 2026 for Green Bay. Fair or unfair?
I think I have a hard time figuring out what that grade actually means. Is that people saying we don't know what he does, or we actually think he's below average or not good enough to be in the position he's in? That, to me, I don't know the finer points and what they're asked about. It certainly sticks out. Mm-hmm. It sticks out to me that Matt LaFleur, Adam Stanovich, treatment of families, and some of that stuff is the lower stuff, and then the new training staff and the trust in that. I think you can make of it as much as you want. I think it's also informative. I mean, we do something similar, and I would be bothered if I thought that stuff was going and it was just like it was just something we did and it didn't have any ramifications or changes or plans.
Sure.
So I do think both Adam Stanovich and Matt LaFleur need to look and get together and probably say, what do we do? And what does this tell us? Because I'm sure they're getting a more detailed report of the things that they're...
You would think so.
Right.
It's done by the Players Association.
Right. So I'm sure that's offered up to each team but they can do as they please.
But you would agree, it seems like the league doesn't take it that seriously. They're the people within the league, right? Like, owners have called it a crock of BS.
Well, yeah, that's because they're billionaires and they don't want feedback.
That's a fair point.
They're not good people.
Fair enough.
Woody Johnson, not a good guy. He's one of the main people who didn't want him out there because they were saying bad things about him.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean what the players are saying isn't true. And there are certainly factors that with any poll, like no matter, it depends on the timing of when it happens, who you're asking, the questions you're asking, and the way they're being asked. Like that stuff all factors in. But if you're getting feedback from your own locker room and you ignore it, I think that's something that would proved to be an issue.
Yeah.
I think the big thing to me, because defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator were not included last year in terms of grades.
God, I didn't know that.
Is that a brand new thing and it's something they need to refine? And maybe they didn't like the results and the results were lower than they anticipated. I don't know. Jeff Hafley got a pretty damn good one.
A minus. Yeah.
Yeah. I think having the second least respect for your players, that's something that to me sets off but when you're towards the bottom of the league in any of these,
yeah,
I think you can take away whatever you want. You can say, well, the Dolphins were at the top. What does that actually mean? But when you're towards the bottom of the league in this, and when compared to your peers, you're some of the worst at these things, that to me is the red flag we need to change stuff.
I agree. So,
And the interesting thing is, did Matt LaFleur change something in his approach to coaching? Did he try and become a tougher guy?
It seemed that way a little bit in the media.
Yes.
But I don't know how that translated in the locker room. And that's something that was confusing.
Right.
That's
all stuff we're not going to be able to ever find out. But I do think it's meaningful for him to be able to dissect that. Because previously, he had gotten really good grades on that stuff. He's a player's coach. Bulaga was telling you as much. There clearly must have been something insane, and I've heard everyone say this, players are soft now, it's different to how much you're going to give them. It is what it is. They're all like that. They've all come in, they all get pampered in college, they all get paid in college, they all get great NIL deals, they all transfer and go wherever they want. We can be mad about the reality of it, but it's not stopping. It's not going away. So either you fix it and you join in with what everyone else is looking for, or you continue to get bad grades.
Yeah, fair enough. How about the ownership group getting an A-? Congratulations, Joshy.
Yeah, I'm not actually an owner.
I'm not either. But you can congratulate me.
That to me is interesting because they obviously do policy / Murphy.
I would guess so.
And I don't know what they would do to even get a good grade? Like, is Ed just nice to them when they see him in the halls?
Don't be Jerry Jones.
It seems like he's like... Yeah, it's...
What did he get out of curiosity? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think it was an A. Maybe a B+.
Good for him.
See, but he's... It makes sense how if you are under contract with him and it's not coming up, he's going to treat you like he loves you.
That's true.
Right, like... He's chummy. We've seen the interactions with players. When he likes them,
that's true.
He really likes them.
Really likes them. But then sometimes he gives them the Ezekiel Elliott treatment. Who's Ezekiel Elliott? Who is that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. That
was Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons. Yeah, Michael.
Michael.
All right, we've got a little bit more than 10 minutes left, so we're skipping everything else on the show, but we got to do this. Speaking of the Cowboys, and speaking of Jerry Jones, Hunter Vaughn, our resident Cowboys fan, who helped me start this show back in September of 2023, almost 2.5 years ago, we started this show. It was just me and Hunter, just the two of us back in Madison. I moved to Milwaukee in April of 24, 7 or 8 months after we started this show. And Hunter stuck with us despite being in Madison. We've added Josh. We've added Will to the show. And Hunter has obviously been such a crucial part of what Mr. Irrelevant started as and has become. And today I wanted to, besides bid Hunter adieu and thank him for all of his awesome and hard work on the show and making it look as good as it looks and sound as good as it sounds and as fun as it is, I want to reflect on my favorite Hunter Vaughn moment from the show, which is something Josh and Will were not a part of because it was only about 4 months into the show's existence. And that was when the Packers and Jordan Love went to Dallas and beat the Cowboys in the postseason. Hunter happened to be off of work it was either the following Monday or Wednesday. So I had him record a video for me. And I don't think Hunter has watched this since he recorded it.
Nope.
I have not watched it other than maybe a couple weeks after. I have not watched it in over 2 years. But I just remember this being such an epic rant that I paused and reacted to. So Josh, I'm going to give you the ability. I want you to listen to this rant. And if at any point you want to pause and unpack, you say pause, we'll pause the video, we will unpack it. Here is Hunter Vaughn from January of 2024 reacting to the Cowboys' loss to the Green Bay Packers.
I was hoping I would feel better 24 hours later, to be honest, but I really don't. It's honestly making me even more upset about this team. I mean, if we start top down, Mike McCarthy, your ass is fired by the end of the week. I mean, you He cannot stay as the head coach of this team. Great, you can win 12 regular season games. Congratulations. Awesome. But you can't crap the bed in the playoffs like this every single year and expect to keep your job. You just can't. Dan Quinn was clearly interviewing and looking for other head coaching opportunities and wasn't putting in any time in this defensive game plan. And if he was putting all of his effort into that defensive game plan, his ass still needs to be fired because that was absolutely pathetic. The entire team was gutless. They had zero spine. They showed zero genuine heart or effort in that entire game. And it's been 30 years of this crap as a Cowboys fan. And I just want it to change. I don't care if they don't win a Super Bowl. I don't care if they don't even get to a Super Bowl. But at least don't look like the most pathetic, sorry excuse for a football team in the entire NFL. The Cowboys looked like the 7 seed on Sunday. The Packers played like a 2 seed. They played like a team that belonged. The Cowboys looked like they should be a top 10 draft pick team. That's how absolutely pathetic and sorry excuse of a team that showed up in Dallas. And I'm so tired of it. I wish it would change, but I just know that it's not, and it breaks my heart. I hate it so much, and it just makes me hate the Packers even more. And I genuinely hope that the 49ers just absolutely beat the ever-living crap out of the Packers off of this game. And I know that that's bitter, and I'm sorry, Strofe, and I'm sorry, Ryan, as your friend. I wish I didn't get to that point, but my anger has just boiled over so much at this Cowboys team that it's bleeding into the way that I'm approaching the rest of the playoff games. And I'm sorry about that, but I'm just so pissed off at this entire franchise right now that I'm genuinely contemplating if after 30 years of being a fan, I need to give up on being a fan of this team. I just can't do it anymore. And I'm hoping that by Wednesday when I'm back on the podcast, I'm feeling better about this. But right now, I really, really don't.
I stand by all of it.
Classic Cowboys fan. Are you still contemplating continuing being a Cowboys fan?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sticking around. This is not a healthy relationship that I have with this team.
No, it is not.
But I'm sticking around.
Did you preemptively fire Dan Quinn after he got a head coaching job?
He hadn't gotten the job at that point.
Yeah.
But he was like one of the names in the mix to be a head coach.
He was.
Yes. And that's why their game plan was so bad. He wasn't focused on the Packers. He was putting a safety in at linebacker in that game. Never once tried to go 5 defensive linemen, do anything to slow down Aaron Jones.
He's still angry about it 2 years later.
I like that. Don't quit. You're fired.
It's funny because Mike McCarthy went on to coach another season. They lame-ducked him.
Yep.
He's now hired after taking a year off.
As the Steelers head coach. Yeah, Dan Quinn's a head coach. Micah Parsons is a Packer, and Hunter, I believe that was right around when the moniker Doomsday Fan that I often call you was born, because it is always a worst case scenario, which rightfully so that Monday, but
it was going into that game because I remember telling you that if the Packers got the ball first, they would end up getting a touchdown on that opening drive because they'd be able to run the ball, and then the Cowboys wouldn't be able to play catch-up because of the way their defense is. And you called me Doomsday, and then that's exactly what happened.
It did feel like you were on the border of just, at some point, just crying.
Yeah.
You had given everything you had.
I heard it in your
He left voice. More on the field than that team did.
Yes.
Dude, he wasn't even near Dallas.
The thing is, like, that team was so good. And if they got the ball first, they would score and you couldn't play catch up against them. And I was so confident in that team. I thought this would finally be the team. And they did what they always do.
Well, Hunter is the best and has put so much, speaking of leaving it all on the field, he's put so much into the show and helped us build it into what it is 2.5 years after launch. To answer some of the questions in the chat, Hunter's not leaving the company. He's not leaving ESPN Madison. He will remain with ESPN Madison, just shifting his focus to some other things. Will Summers will take over the day-to-day responsibilities that Hunter leaves behind, and we will do this show. It'll still air on ESPN Madison's YouTube channel. Will still be available on ESPN Madison in the podcast and all that. We are just going to make this a full-blown Milwaukee operation beginning Monday, starting here with the month of March. So, Hunter, we're going to get to what we missed, because I do want to hear what Ron and the key had to say at some point. But I want to give Hunter his final rant, his final moment, his final talking points, whatever you want to do here, Hunter. The floor is yours for one final time on Mr. Relevant. Here, tiny hands out, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I've had so much fun doing this show with you, Strofe. It's been fun building it from when it was you sitting in an armchair in the Madison studio to what this has become. And yeah, I mean, it's, I'm going to enjoy rubbing in your guys' faces when the Badgers are actually good next year and they're a 9-win team and they're a fringe playoff team, because it's going to be great and they're going to be back and you guys are all going to look like idiots.
Fringe playoff team.
Yeah, 9 wins in the Big Ten, that's fringe good. Playoff.
He's feeling good.
Wow.
I love it.
I can't imagine a better way to send you off than I hate the Cowboys, I hate the Packers, and what if the Badgers win all their games?
They're not going to win all of them. They'll lose a couple, but 9 wins.
It's the perfect encapsulation of you.
Yes, that we it just sure was. There. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Packers. But what if?
What if they flirt with 10 wins?
And Hunter, the line is always open. If the Badgers do somehow win 9 games, you can call in and rub it in our face at any point. All right, let's get to what we missed. We missed Ron and the Keys' phone call somehow. What did he have to say?
Yeah, he had an idea for Summerfest this year. He said, instead of, are you smarter than Ben Bruss, it should be, are you a better athlete than Alex Strofe? Set it up on the Summerfest grounds while people are walking around. People have to do more reps with 95 pounds than the mark you set. Faster three-cone
It's not
drill.
A bad idea from Ron.
Just a ginormous liability.
Correct. The legal team would never allow that to go off. It's funny. And could we do, are you stronger than Strofe, and have people sign waivers and make it an actual event? And do it in after you've got some workouts in, and like you set the new mark, you give your max bench, and then everyone who does more than you can get a prize. There's something there, but we would have to sign all sorts of legal paperwork, all sorts of liability, because yes, we can't be asking people to sprint or do a three cone drill or lift weights.
Yeah.
Last thing we need is an old person to throw their back out.
That'd be sick, though.
Be funny
on a challenge named after me. That'd be sick.
Will, are you going to share the somewhat breaking news you got?
Oh boy.
Okay, so my mother watched the episode yesterday, and she texted me earlier today that she was gonna, you know, see how much she could bench press because she was going to the gym, and she was curious.
I already hate where this is going.
She bench pressed 95 pounds 4 times. I'll see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you 10 a.m. sharp.
10 a.m. sharp.
And that will do it for us today. Wow. Insult to injury right there. That's unbelievable. That's so funny. Good on her, though. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. I really got to get in the gym, man.
I just wanted to include that for motivation.
It's something.
Let's go. Day one tomorrow.
Day three tomorrow.
I don't know if yesterday counts.
Today counts.
I'm not counting today.
Why not?
Because you told me
what you did down there.
Yeah.
I could show you.
You're playing Tiddlywinks for all I know.
I was not playing Tiddlywinks. I'm very sore.
You what did he call it? The leg swinging machine? Well, first he called it a leg press. And then we described to him what a leg press was. And then he said, no, the leg swingy thing. Which I believe is like a quad extension.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Wow. All right. Somebody chimes in. You guys trying to make him cry? Well on our way. All right, that will do it for us today. Thanks to Hunter for everything. He will be back with us at some point. You know, just to check in. Hunter line is always open. Otherwise, the three of us, myself, Joshy, Will, are back with you on Monday beginning at 12:30 Central, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You've got an S-eating grin on your face. What now?
I'm just watching Secretary Kennedy do leg presses right now, strangely enough.
We'll talk to him Monday. Peace.